Message number 1016. People who live in today's world are no different to those who lived thousands of years ago. Saturday, January 11, 2014 at 10:48. My dearly beloved daughter, I want the world to know how much I love man, for I love even the most lowly, the most tormented, and the most undeserving. Whoever believes that I place any man before another does not know me. I may favor certain souls, especially chosen souls, but I love them no more nor less than the souls of the afflicted. I look at each soul with love in my heart. I cling to each of you, for you are of me, of my Father. While I may be offended by your weaknesses and angry at your wicked intents and desires, my love for you never dies. All sinners are loved by God, no matter what they have done. God has the ultimate power over the destiny of every soul, and this power is His. I have the only authority to judge. Not one man amongst you has been given this right. When he deems another to be guilty of sin, he may only punish that person through penance, not death. No man, judge, political leader, or member of my church on earth can ever condemn a man to die because of his sins, no matter how wicked they may be. No man can condemn another to hell, for when he declares a soul to be damned, then it will be he instead who will be damned, irrespective as to how many holy acts he may have carried out in my name. How you waste so much time in condemnation of each other instead of accepting the gift you were given, the gift of love for one another. Love the gift you were all given by God, and which is yours to give away in any way you so desire, once it is according to the will of my Father. Yet so many who love me, Jesus Christ, believe that I condone any action which fuels hatred towards each other. You must instead know that I simply want you to love each other and remain steadfast to the Word of God, which is contained in both the Old and the New Testaments. The Word is eternal, it does not change, ever. People who live in today's world are no different to those who lived thousands of years ago. You may have more knowledge and more information, but you are no greater than any generation which came before you. Man is mortal. Nothing will change in this regard until I bring you eternal life. Stop and think. My instructions are still the same as given to humanity during my time on earth. The only difference now is that because of the advances in science, many people believe they are greater than God. Many believe so much in their immortality that they have decided not to accept that they were created by God. Many think they have the power to rewrite God's laws. Many have decided to erect a new Tower of Babel, and when they do this, it will come tumbling down by just one swipe of my Father's hand. Then man will realize that life can only exist with God and for God in accordance with the will of God. There is no life without God. Your Jesus.